Everyone, my name is Ginger Chowdhury and I'll be discussing my independent related project, a body of poetry entitled Reflections on Girlhood that explores the concept of feminism. Intended for a youthful female audience, much like the characters in the poems, its purpose is to enrich our understanding of the female experience with reference to the texts A Vindication of the Rights of Women by Mary Wollstonecraft and The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath. My concept was to explore essential experiences of femininity by examining the lives of both the fictional character Esther Greenwood and the feminist author Wollstonecraft, and using their numerous similarities to shape a character of my own. These two figures display a host of common features, including struggles with mental health, which was in part caused by society's rigid expectations, unconventional romantic and platonic relationships, and a desire to rebel against and subvert society's ideas about women's roles. I felt that the emotions and feelings that these issues presented could be conveyed the best through the medium of poetry, described as "When an emotion has found its thought and the thought has found words" by poet Robert Frost. To understand more deeply about the characters I was writing about, as well as to assist me in forming my own character, a key source of information was the biography Romantic Outlaws by Charlotte Gordon, which gave me a complete description of Mary Wollstonecraft's life and helped me to understand her experiences. Interpreting Esther Greenwood's character required a different source of knowledge and led me to investigate the life of author Sylvia Plath in order to understand the individual experiences she channeled into creating this character. Scholarship application relates Greenwood's witty response to her mother's criticisms of her skill by referencing Wollstonecraft's first work and contains specific references drawn from Chapter 7 of The Bell Jar, whilst the first and last stanza are describing Greenwood's personal situation in her characteristically witty tone, the second and third stanzas narrate the journey Wollstonecraft faced in the lead-up to the publication of her Vindication of Women's Rights. Phone Call Through Time uses a dual perspective throughout the stanzas to switch between Mary and Esther and represents a loss of childhood naivety and innocence. Mary was the neglected child in a household with an abusive father and weak mother, whilst Esther's sections of the poem demonstrates her increasing disillusionment with the world, particularly as a witness to the relationship between her friend Doreen and Lenny. Timeline of a Bonfire depicts the dysfunctional and abusive relationship that my own original character is trapped in, and draws from common points in Wollstonecraft and Greenwood's romantic relationships with men such as Gilbert Imlay and Buddy Willard, respectively. Whilst initially a loving and whirlwind relationship, Gilbert grew disinterested in Mary when she became pregnant, and Esther became disillusioned with Buddy once she learned he had deceived her about his virginity. Anatomy of a Blossom describes the feelings of emptiness and depression my original character is experiencing, and draws from the experiences of Greenwood and Wollstonecraft, who both attempted suicide multiple times. In the final stanza, reference to a babe refers to Wollstonecraft's first child, Fanny, who motivated her to live after Imlay's rejection, whilst the reference to a friend's fate left behind is about Joan, Greenwood's friend from the hospital who commits suicide. Ultimately, my IRP demonstrates the complex emotions and experiences faced by women through the use of complex characters such as Mary Wollstonecraft, Esther Greenwood, and an original unnamed character inspired by their shared life experiences.